Parshas Mishpatim, Molly the Godush. The Chassam says, Ve'ela HaMishpatim, Ve'ela is Gematria 42, because there are 42 in Yonim that are Benodim L'Chaveroi before the Parsha veers off and switches to in Yonim of Benodim L'Mokim, Kuvashvi, Tishmetenu, and then it goes on. The emes is that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, there's two different parshias. There's parshas Ve'ela HaMishpatim, and separately there's parshas in Kesef Talveh. It's another parsha. A few times before that he counts, as he says, parshas Mishpatim, how many mitzvahs it has, and separately he has a cheshbon for parshas in Kesef Talveh. How many gets the chapter right? All of it in one parsha. And we'll touch a few of the different sugyas. It's not... The Chidei Shiyas is to do Kol HaTorah Kula, and all the sugya skips. Moly v'godesh. There's the parsha. You have the parsha of Eved Ivri. There's a din. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Yudayim, Eved Ivri Oyved Et HaBen, Ve'enu Oyved Et HaBas. There's no Yerusha by Eved Ivri. If the Odoi dies, the Eved Ivri goes out free. Except if there's a Ben. He's Oyved Et HaBen. But if there's no Ben, Bederachal, by Yerusha, there's a Seder. If there's no Ben, it goes to the Bas, to the Ach, to the Av. By Eved Ivri, only Oyved Et HaBen. The Mechaz Chinuch is Mechadish, that this that an Eved Ivri is Oyved Et HaBen, which I've been looking at from a Pasuk, it's only a Ben, but not Midin Yerusha. It's not the Pshat that the Ben is Taka the Yerush. No, if there's no Ben, then Yerusha doesn't go farther than that. Even the Din of Oyved Et HaBen is a special Din of Oyved Et HaBen. It's not the regular Gedarim of Yerusha. And he has a lot of Nafkaminis in them. But one of the Ikar Vorts, he wants to say that the Bechor doesn't get Pishnayim. In the regular Gedarim, when a Ben, Yarshin, because the Din of Bechor gets Pishnayim. But here it's not the regular Din of Ben. It's a special Din, Oyved Et HaBen. There's no Din of Bechor, no Oyved Pishnayim. Alpizeh, he wants to answer Akasha. He has a Shver Akasha from the Gemara. In Baba Basra, the Kuf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says, Yakir. He is a Bechor ben Asnua, the Pasuk says in Pashas Kisei, say Yakir, that a father is Nemon to say, Zeh b'ni Bechor. Frekti Gemara, but here in Baba Basra Kuf Chav Zayin. What's the necessity, what's the chiddush that a father is Nemon to say, Zeh b'ni Bechor? A father could write Tzavo and give anyone the money. He can give that son the double portion. He doesn't have to say it's a Bechor. What's the necessity to be Nemon to say, Zeh b'ni Bechor? So the Gemara says it was a Goysis when he wouldn't be able to make a Tzavo. This case is, Frekti Mechas Chinuch, what do you mean? If you're not Gemini by Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri, you can't just give a matana your Eved Ivri to someone else. So, if you say Zeh b'ni Bechor, the Bechor will get Pishnayim. But if you're not going to be Nemon to say Zeh b'ni Bechor, then you won't get Pishnayim to the Eved Ivri. Why didn't the Gemara say that's why you need a din of Yakir? So, Elamai, there's no Bechor by Eved Ivri. Because it's not a din of Ben. The Zemes says in Rav Shimon Shkop said a different pshat. He said, Avada, when an Eved Ivri is Oyved Et HaBen, it's Yerusha. It's Yerusha to Ben, and the Torah was good for Mechadish, only to a Ben, not to others. So he said, the Vort. To the Ben, it's Taka Yerusha. Oh, but the same way there are other Yerushim, Bas, Av, Ach, there's another Yerush. He's called a Bechor. A Bechor is Oyved HaSot Yerush. He gets a seventh portion. There's no din of Bechor, because Eved Ivri is only Oyved Et HaBen, not a Bechor. The Bechor is also a Ben. Avada, he gets his Chelek Pashat. But the Bechor doesn't get the Chelek Bechor. Lamaisa, I saw Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin ask some on this Mahalach Mechlal. There's a Gemara in Nazir, Ben Megalach al Naziris Ovid. And it's before there, the Sugya, it's only on the Ben. Not a Bas, only a Ben. And it's before there that a Bechor has a Din of Pishnayim, on that Din. Is the same thing over here? But if you're able to say Ben, it should be Pishnayim. And if there is, they say, see, things are on the Hanokha of Din of Chaschinach and Rabbi Shimon, then it's Shver. You need Yakir for Bechor. So he says, Eved Ivri, Ein ha-bechor noitel v'roi kivamuchzik, and an Eved Ivri is only kolim l'malachdoi, so it's roi. And ein ha-bechor noitel v'roi kivamuchzik. The Hemshach, you have the parasha of the Nirtza, the Eved Ivri, that im omar yoimar ha-eved, he becomes a Nirtza. There's a vada shayla in longest, what is Nirtza? Is the Ritzia a Maisa Kinyan? Meaning originally he was nikna only for 6 years. And now when you do Ritziyah, it's a new Maisa Kinyan, a new Chalois that's now Mamshech the Abdus Vaita to Yoivol. Or Be'emes, Be'emes, B'shoimers, when an Eved Ivri is Nimkar, Be'emes is Nimkar Oilo. He's Nimkar Oilo. Now there are Yitziyas. There's a Yitziyah of Sheish. When you do Nirsa, it's Mafkiyah this, that the Sheish is going to be Mafkiyah. Memele, you Mamshech, because the original Kinyan was already Mamshechit. So, Adasoy. But either way, there's this Chalois Parsh of Nirsa. The Pasuk says, he says, if Omar Yomer Eved, Rabbi Chaman, in Koivit Shirim and Kedushin, brings from Rabbi Shula Diskin a Medrash, a Taichin a Medrash. The Medrash says, by Moshe Rabbeinu wants to go into Eretz Yisrael, and the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ahavti es Adoini, Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Es Ishti, Zu HaTorah, Es Bonai, Zu Yisrael. I don't want to go free. I have to get that long as I want to stay with the cloudy soul, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better than me saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah, and cloudy soul. He wants to stay with them. So the Eved says, the Pasuk says there in Vaschanim, I'll place the Damarei like Oid Badover Hazeh. The Rabbi Nishman tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Dr. Rabbi Shula, this is Taich. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael with the Koyach of Torah. He wants to say, I'm an Eved. Moshe Eved Hashem. And he wants to say, I'm a nirta. A hafti is an ayah, and then you make me a nirta. Then it's lo'ilo. Then I blind. It's a chaloy thing. So after the Rabbanish the MSC writes, you're going to come with a koyach of nirta. I can't be Messiah. You're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Over al toysiv davar elai. The din by nirta, he has to say it twice. The Gemara Kedushin learns up. Im omar yoimar. Actually, yoimar v'yishana. He has to ask for it twice. But Rabbeinu asked for it. He said, a hafti is an ayah, and then it's money. So after the Rabbanish I'm requesting from you. Don't say it again. If you'll say it again, Taki you'll go in Eretz Yisrael. Taki you'll go in. Koyach HaTorah of the Din, the parish of Nirtza. And I said, I'll tell you, don't say it again. I saw a different shot. Padre Yosef says, what's the Al Toys of Davarei like? By Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, this is Mekoris in Bedrashim like this. He was asking, he wants to be a Nirtza. He wants to live for another 50 years. This Cheshbon is why he wanted to come into Eretz Yisrael for 50 years. So Rabbi Shalom says, what, you want to be a Nirtza? You get 50 years? Al Toysif Davar Eila, you already got 50 years. A regular person lives for 70 years. You already lived 120. Shem Bakumin, Al Toysif Davar Eila. Now, the concept of Nirtza is a big Yisoid, but he must have taken out a big Yisoid. What's so different about this Nirtza? He was supposed to be able to 6 years. He requested to stay. We managed to clap him now. It could be for 30, 40 more years, depending. It could be able next week, but it could also be for a very long time. The Nirtza is saying, he's happy with his matzah. I have to. A kol tov. I'm an eved, yeah? An eved in the negative sense. Eved is. But I like it. I have to. It's a doy, it's a sish, it's a banai. Loyay tichopshi. Totally with my matzah. And that's the Eric's desire. That's the worst, worst thing. A person has to know that he has to have she'ifis to change, to grow, with always, to accomplish, to conquer. The person that makes a statement, I'm happy the way it is. That's the Eretz Tzach. Then he's a Nirtza. Bavadi lo'ilam. He becomes a Nirtza lo'ilam. There's no Estapkes b'muot in Ruchnias. In Gashmias we say Estapkes. In Ruchnias a person has to have She'ifis. He has to have a Rutzen. And that's the problem with the Eved over here. That he didn't want to listen. Oizen Zhu Sheshama. He doesn't want to listen. Remember that the problem is the Oizen Zhu Sheshama on the Lay Signoi. That was when he was originally sold as an Eved. He's getting punished now on the oizen because he didn't listen. The Medrash talks about this, that the inyan of oizen, an oizen has a koich of shmiya to be makabel. The Medrash by Riches talks about it in the last week's parasha, by Yishma Yisroi, that an oizen, a person can have a lot of machoivim and machlis and tzoris and all of his ramachivarim, but if it's shimu usichi nafshechem, it goes into his ear, it goes into your ramachivarim, become an andermesh. Oh, but he doesn't want to listen, he doesn't want to change, he doesn't want to. So then he's Nirtza Ba'oizen. So the Gemara says, V'rotza Adoyim is Ozne Ba'marzeya. The Gemara says, you do it in the Oizen Yemin. We learned that from Xer Shova, from Soira, Oizen, Oizen. And behind us over there it says, Oizen, Oizen Yemin. Over here also, Oizen Yemin. So I saw the Chanukah Satoira, he asks, why do you need a pasuk that you do it on the Oizen Yemin? You learned that from Xer Shova. Of course you do it on the Yemin. Everything by Kali so Yemin is always the Shtark. The Pashtus would have been Yemin. Why would I need a Yalfusa? Unless some say without the Yalfusa you would have done it on either one. There wouldn't be a Din. Except the Stavka is small one. You need a Yalfusa Yemin. I would think you'd have to do it on the Oizen small. So again, Kedvayim Shadim the Havir would be you could do it on either Oizen. Aber the Chanukah of Torah says Pshat. The Baal the Torah said in Parshas Lech Lecha, Miyaminoi Eish Dos Lomoi. The Torah came out from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Eish was towards us. And if the Torah comes out of the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's going from the Yamin, Miyaminoi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to the Smoil of Klal Yisrael. So the Oizen Shal Yishoma, the Oizen Shal Yishoma is the Oizen Smoil. That's why there's a Havamina that you do the Nirtzah on the Oizen Smoil, because it's Miyaminoi, from the Yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's a Havamina. So we don't have from the Gzera Shavah Nishtazim. That you do the Nirtz and the Oizen Yamin. What's the Pshat? The Oizen Yamin. Good divorce in the Chanukah of Torah. They explain the Havamin. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is because we touched off that the Oizen is supposed to be a Koyach of Shmi that goes into Ramach Yivorim. By him, it went in one ear, went right out the other ear. This was the problem. The Tzvi is on the Oizen Yamin. It went right out the other side. That's the Kamash Nama. It has to have the Koyach Shmi as Zola Rhein gain into his Gantz Ramach Yivorim. Say right in the parasha that he yodin ish al re'ehu v'horgoi v'armo me'im nizbechi t'kachen olomus. The next pasuk machi obi v'imei mois yomus. The chido writes, the Gemara in Chulin teaches us that there's a concept of hokan achar aroi. And the Gemara zuchs, barichas over the nachidalos as he bays in Chulin, the makairis that you go after roi. One of them is because when you kill somebody and you're a reitzeh, how do you know that really he was, you're a reitzeh? Maybe he was a treifa. Maybe he's a treifa. He's saying achan roi. Same thing, you mark of a carbon oil. How do you know it wasn't a trait for the behemoth? You say, Emachan Roy. Maki Ovi V'imai, how do you know it's your father? Roy. So that's what the Pshat is. Ki Yozin Isha Re'eu Lahargoi. You're a Reitzeach, you're going to be Chayiv Misi. You know how you know? Me'in Mizbechi, from the carbon. As Ovi the Gemara says, from the carbon you learn out. That. You go Basar Roy. Who are they in the Gabi Reitzeach? The same car. The Gemara says, you go Basar Roy. The parashat Evet Kenaini. And state by Evet Kenaini that this is in of Shein Ba'ayin. If you mark it, the Shein Ba'ayin of the Evet, he goes out. The Balaturim over here, and also in parashat Noyach, but merits the interesting that these two psukim over here of Shein Ba'ayin, both of these psukim start with the vav and end with the vav. V'chi Yake Ish and ends with Einoi, and then V'im Shein Avdoi Takas Shinoi. They start with the vav and end with the vav. Four vavs altogether. It's 24 because it's the Chof Dalud Rosh Yevara. Besides going out the Shein V'ayin, you also go out with the Chof Dalud Rosh Yevara. What's more, both of these psukim have 26 words because there's the Shein V'ayin besides the 24 Rosh Yevara. Together 26. And the concept of an Eved going out the Shein V'ayin, you have to realize is that an Eved, the whole concept of Eved Kenaini is from Chom by Ibn Noyach, where Vayar Chom Avi Kanan Vayaged Le'echov, that's Shein Ba'ayin. That's why the Kapora by the Eved is on the Shein and the Ayin, because the original Tviya, how the process of becoming an Eved was on Shein Ba'ayin. Over there also, the two psukim, Vayoymer, Noyach says Vayoymer Oror Kanan, and then again Vayoymer Baruch Hashem Alekei Shein, there's two psukim there. Both of those psukim have 26 words, and both start with the Vav and end with the Vav. They're also the Maramis, the Chavdal and Rosh Yevarim, plus Shein V'ayin, because there's a connection that the Eved, the Shurish of Shein V'ayin starts already from over there. Vayar Chom, Vayagid Le'echom. Over that, in the Chassidish Sfarim, it talks about what do we learn out from Shein V'ayin, and Eved goes out with Shein V'ayin. Shein is the Taivis O'Achilo, and Ayin is Shmiras Einayin, and that's what a person has to work on. Gets clapped on that. That's the arbit of going out of the avdasis. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Flamit, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Hai man the boy of a heavy chasido, lekayim mila the nezikin, Rabba Omer mili the obois. The Gemara brings out on the Flamid, there are three things a person wants to become a chassid: either nezikin or avos or brachas. The Meshech Chochma says a taich parshas Vatchanan on the pasuk b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol moedecha. He says b'chol levavcha is brachas, b'chol nafshecha is tchunas hanefesh is avos, V'chol moidecha is nezikin. It's a remez to these three inyanim. And so some Sefer says a remez. It says there's an Evan habdoilach. In Bereshit it says there's an Evan habdoilach. Evan is Ovis Brach Evan. It's Ovis Brachos Nezikin. And habdoilach is Hai Boy Lehevin Chasidah. That's the Evan habdoilach. This is the three inyanim. Now, the Nesiv Shalom writes, Hai Man the Boy Lehevin Chasidah has to work on Mila the Nezokin. Mila the Nezokin means the Mochamas Hayeta. And the Arba Ovis Nezikin are Shor, Bor, Mav, and Hever. Shor is Gaiva. Shor represents Gaiva, the Geyosh of the Behemoth. Boyer is Yiyush. Mave is Shame. Taivas or Achila. If it's Odom, it's also. Hever is the Eish of the Yetzirah. And that's the Arba of his Nezikin. When it says, Haiman, the boy, Lamev Chasida, has to work on these Arba, he has to work on these four Nechudas. Gaiva, the Eish of the Yetzirah, Taivas Achila, and Yiyush. I saw some Sefer write that the Arba Ovis Nezikin Fakert, each one represents for the good thing, a shor that a person has to be when he's makabel himself to oil atoyris, he has to be the shor l'oil, chamor l'maso. Bor represents the be'er mayim chayim of the Torah. Mave is to be megalit sfunois, to be megalit soides atoyra. And hever is the eish atoyra. The zel u'mazeh. The Alshach HaKadosh, in the beginning of the parasha, explains that the Arba Ovis Nezikin is connected to Arba Golios. He says, he has explained very recently why Shor is connected to Golos Bovel, Boyer is Modai, Mave is Yovon, Yovon Shepherd with the Pnimius, Megala, Pnim, and Hever is Eden, that they burnt down the base of Mikdash. So I was thinking, you know, Tosis has Akasha, and Baba Kama, why the Mishnah said it in that Seder? Rashi says, Keseder, Shonokat, B'mikra, Seder in the Mishnah. Tosis mutches that it's not exactly the Seder Seder. He works it out, but the second Tosis, right, the first one was Cain, right? The second Tosis, the Masechta, works out the Seder. But according to the Alshach, the Seder of Shor, Bar, Ma, Behever, the Seder of the Goliath. That's Taka the Seder. Bovel, Modai, Paras, Modai, Yovon, Edom. It's going to be the Seder of the Goliath. The devil is I saw brought down an interesting zach, the Marami Panu. The Marami Panu brings that there's a pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. It says that Bnei Reuben, right by Eber Yarden, by the border, Mamish, right exactly opposite Eretz Yisrael on the other side of the Yarden, it says that Bnei God and Bnei Reuben built some cities and they were named Nevoi, Baal Ma'oin, Musabois, and Sivma. Sivma was the closest city that's Mamish, the last klipa right before the entrance to Eretz Yisrael. Sivma, the Ramani Panu writes, is Shor Bor Mave Hever. Shor Bor Mave Hever. And it represents that's the Arba Ovis Nezikin, the Spitz. Sivma. And I think it answers a lot of kashas in the Sugya, like I mean, why they say the Mishnah, and why it said Mave and not Boye, and or Nive. And why, if Mave is Shame, let it just say Shame. And Chadoy may have various kashas he had in the Cheshbana Pshat, there are many other truths in Mabert. Like this Ramami Panu, it's like it's a mahalach in the sugya. I saw brought down that, you know, we have Baba Kama, Baba Nesiyah, Baba Basra. It's all a chelik of Avodas Hashem. Like we were explaining now, Hai Boi Lamavi Chasida. You should learn Mili the Nezokin. Could be not just Baba Kama, maybe even Taka the whole Seder Nezikin, the whole Masechta Nezikin, the 30 Prokim, right? The 30 Prokim of Masechta Nezikin. The two biggest Masechtas are Masechta Nezikin, 30 Prokim. And Masechta Kelim also, Study Program also has Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, and Baba Basra. Masechta Kelim. But Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, Baba Basra, Baba Kama is the first entrance, is that a person is still Shoyl, the Yetzirah Shoyl on him, and he has Mamash the Arba of his Nezik, and that's when a person's entrance into his Arba is against the Yetzirah and the Zavoy Yitzhashet. Then he's already up to Baba Metzi, then it's already Shnai Moishan. Zev Zev Shoykhtam, the Gemara says a Bainani. More says in Brachas, a Bainani is Devezesh, the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah. But Basra already is Hashutvin, Shirotzulat, is Chaluka. When it tells the Chop, he should go there, he's on the other side of the Mechitza. It tells the Chop, the Chaluka, it tells the Chop. That's the art to be Mistalik from the Yetzirah. If the parsha of Shor HaNitzkel, the Gemara learns out that a Shor HaNitzkel has a din that Yisrael Yisrael Ashor v'lo Yeochel as Pesori, the Gemara learns out v'lo Yeochel as Pesori, that even if you shecht it, once it's Nigmar the din, once it's Nigmar the din, it's also Bano. Rishayim have a Shiloh. What about a Ben Pekua? A Ben Pekua that was a that killed a person. And you shechted the Ben Pekua, or if you want to eat the Ben Pekua. The Daskena brings it sad, and the Cheskinuch brings it, that it's only that it's Nesar from the Gemar Din. But if it's Nishchat, Koidim Gemar Din, then it's not Asher Bano. So he says the Ben Pekua is Nishchat, Koidim Gemar Din. So he's Shochet Voimit. It should automatically be Nishchat, Koidim Gemar Din. And the Cheskinuch says it's a Pella, because the word of Nishchat, Koidim Gemar Din is because Ibalki Chapta Mai to Shech before the Gemar Din, so you killed it. So then you can't give it a Gemara Din, because you can only give it a Gemara Din before. Oh, but this Ben Pekua, about it's Shochet Voimit, but it's also a live animal. It's a fourth alive. Why can't it have a Gemara Din? It killed somebody. It killed somebody in that state of Ben Pekua, Dos Alei. How do you... So interesting. So it's recently then. Yeah, the Din is if a Shorah, a Psuli Amagdoshim, a Shorah Psuli Amagdoshim falls into a bar, so you potter, because there's a drush of a meis yaloi. Yotze zusha ain't a meis shaloi, because when the psulim agdosh falls into the bar, you can't eat it anymore. It's the ochel of aloi leklavecha, so you can't do anything with it. So Rav Sameach wants to know, what about if a ben pekua that was a psulim agdosh falls into a bar? Maybe you should be chayiv in bar, because you can still eat it. You're allowed to eat the psulim agdosh. The problem is if it falls and it dies, it's an avela, you can't eat. Elam I give you the klavim. So the Magdash has a din, la'ochel v'loy l'klover. Over the Ben Pekua, you can still eat. So she be chayiv and bor. So he says, no, it's kalim. Because the Ben Pekua is a shtick flesh. Even though it's a live walking thing, it's a shtick flesh. Bor is talking on kalim. But that's the shaila. How do you look at Ben Pekua? Is it, it's an animal? Or there's no chiyuv dalet v'hei on a Ben Pekua? We're by Shor HaNitzkel or by when it falls to the bor? Yeah, that is the step because I know. I jumped the step. I know. Okay. Yeah, that's sad. Yeah, because Basar is clean. Yeah. Basar is clean. That's probably the Rashi for the field. Oichel is considered a kelim by Basar. Oichel is considered a kelim. State that into Shorei Eyu. We learn out, Chazal learn out, Shorei Eyu, V'loi Nochri, V'loi Hektish, that by Shor. Rashi says on that test that all the mazikim, there's a miyut of Re'eyu, is a shayla in the Menchus Chinuch. Actually, this Menchus Chinuch is in the lav of Bal Yiroa on Pesach, but he declares a shayla, a goy, is there Isser mazik? He wants to know if he's supposed to burn, that you have a goy's chametz, you're being mazik him, if it's Isser mazik. Because we know you're not chayiv if you're mazik a goy, but is there an Isser mazik? Because wisdom of is Isser mazik? Chalikas Rishayim, Ersh the talk from Mavakama, Isser Mazik. If it's from Vahaftal Reach of Kamoicha, it's fine, that's only by Eid. Vahaftal Reach of Kamoicha. If it's learned out from a Kalvachoyim from a Shabbat Aveda, it's only from Eid. But if you learn out that the Makar of Isser Mazik is from a Sigzel, if she gets a Lakam yet, as I says, Klerzach, even if it's Mizmait, Akam from Reyeu, but what about, like, I'll be Isser Mazik? Skip Gans the first two Prakam of Avakama. Meruba. The part of Dalet Behei. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that Ein Pes. Omer of Meir. Boy Re'e Kama Godel Koyach Shal Melocha. Shor Shebitloi Memelocha B'chomish. Sesh Lei Bitloi Memelocha B'arba. The Sesh Meir is telling Remember the Gechidus the Torah says specifically by Asher and said that instead of the Gan paying Kefil, if he was Mishtarish Bechet, and he went Vayter and he even shechted it or sold it, so he pays more. How much more? So Asher pays 5, and instead pays 4. So Rameir says, what's the Pshah? What's the Iker get? So he says that the Kudus because Asher there was Bitl Malacha. By Asher there was Bitl Malacha, you pay more. You see, Gedoyla Malacha, because by the Asher there was Bitl Malacha. The next line, Omer Rav Yechan Ezakai, Pum Faket. Boy Re'e, Kama Godel Kovet Abris. Shor Shehoilach Baraglov. You didn't get this youngest when you walked it out, so you pay 5. But by the seven, you had a hirkiva al kseifoi, so there was this youngest, so we give you a discount. You only paid 4. Machayra, tied up the machlekes of Meir and Rabbi Yechon and Zakai, as I use mashma mamir, that they're arguing what's the etzem the shear. The Torah was machanis that by Sharon said, by any other animal not, than other things not, but by Sharon said, when you're a starish in the chait, it's more than kefil, that was it. Rameir's mashma, the end of the shear is 4, nor forbid the malach, we make even do more. And Rabbi Yechon and Zakai saying, the end of the shear is 5, nor because of the bizyonis, we give you a discount. Is Erstazach, I saw the Targum Yonason says both Pshatim. I mean, it's a Chorus of Stipul Shver. On the Pasuk, he says, you pay Shor 5 with a Bittul Malacha, and you pay 4 by Seth because you got this Yonis. How could you be Oyotel the Chevel? Snake Dodov. Mamarshim. There has to be Etzim the Kashir. I mean, says, I saw the Marie Katz. The Marie Katz asks, even when you don't do Tavach Umachar, by Kefel, he asks, both ways, he will say, by Kefel, maybe by Shor, you should pay 3. Because it was bitul malacha, or maybe fakir by se should be less than 2. Bizyonis. Like he factors that in also on kefil. The Gemara did, the Torah did, the Torah factored it in by tavach umachar. But by tavach umachar alone, lachar there's a starting point. So it's hard on the Targum Yonis. You know, the Gemara says the se gets a discount because of the bizyonis. As I saw the Akasha, every person's bizyonis is a different level. The Gemara says by boishes, hakol fi amavayish v'amizvayish. How can you tell me that the standard fee? So the discount you're giving the seh by the boishes, pay one seh less. Some people the boishes is more, maybe some people the boishes is less, but maybe he deserves a bigger discount. Terence is poshut, he doesn't deserve a bigger discount than the shear of one seh for boishes. He was willing to be misbiased to deal with seh. You can't tell me his ramah of boishes is much more. For him, he's Allah Bachubah the Kavanch. Him, the boishes was Azoy. It's Kenneth Zayn, it was that, he was willing to do it. I'm not sure though, someone asked me, what if he steals a whole bunch of them? I mean, in one shot, he stole 5, 10, 20 same, says, and he chefs all of them, and you're telling me that on all of them, you're giving him a discount, but the seven's right, you're giving him a bigger discount now, because you're giving him a discount on all of them. On all of them, he was tavach umachar, you're giving him less. But again, the madad of how much boishes it was kafi set.
In the verse, you have to carry it on his back, you can carry several on his back.
One after the other, but then it's a separate story. You're right. I hear. But that's the next step. Because the emes, anyways, it's a little. Correct the marsha in Yuma. Correct the marsha in Adaf Haintes. Correct the marsha. What about if a guy steals a little small cow? A small cow. First, he asks if you steal a small cow. There's no bittul malach. There's no bittul malach. There's no bittul malach. He says there is bittul malach. It would have grown up to be a big cow, and there would have been bittul malach. But then he says, what if you steal a small cow, and you carry it? So you got bizyonis. You got bizyonis. You should only pay 4. He says, loitvuk. Chor is a shayla. Chor didn't ask a kasha. There's a marsha in Yuma, the chof base. Marsha in Yuma is discussing the story of Dovra Melech that gezelas kitsas harosh, that the Novi came to him, that he stole Basheva, that he was goizel keves, and therefore he was nenash. And the Mashal explained to the Gemara there, he was nenash kemishpat gneivas haseh, and that's why he was punished, him and 4 of his children. As maybe the mishpat of the seh that you pay Karen plus another 4. Al shrine of them at the pel of the Mashal, a seh pays 4, Karen and another 3. A shar pays 5, Karen plus another 4. A seh pays Karen and another 3. The Mashiach says that by the sale over here, the Karen and another 4. So I once wanted to say, it's a chidush, chiddush, but I wanted to say, actually, if you go with the pshat, that the end of the shear is 5, but Rabbi Yechon and Zakai, the end of the shear is 5. You get a discount because you slept it on your shoulders, the bizyonis. There was no factor like that by Dovid HaMelech. I mean, it was bizyonis, the whole story, but then it was this nakuda of the kirkivi al seifa is not there. And maybe that's why the Mashiach says it's 5. But the pella is, it's the steer of the Mashiach. The Mashal and Baba Kam already asked such kind of questions. Say like plug, it's a short, smaller cow, like this. He said, you say like plug. Mm-hmm. And then this is the Mashal said like plug on a small cow, on a small cow that it stays 5. You don't give a discount by a small cow. Cow this year is 5. Oh, but actually, the Hotmias was set when it wasn't Bizyonis, Taka pays 5. It's Chadushim though. It's big Chadushim. Lemaise said, the Ha'aretz of Rabbi Yashiv on Baba Kama, he wants to say a chiddush, and it's a wonder for Nazach. Everyone assumes then when we say Dalet Vehei, it means Keren. By a Shoyer, you pay Keren plus another 4, Sachakol 5. And by a Seh, you pay Keren plus another 3, Sachakol 4. He says, maybe in the Marshon you mistake Andish. Go prove from a Gemara and Baba Kamanish. Bring a Rai. That Shor pays Keren and another 5. Dalet Vehei means Labarni Keren. Labarni Keren. And a Seh, Taka, like the Marshon says, Keren is another 4. The Zuchin is this Gemara's Nishtas. We had the Marchidish. In the Sugya of Meitach, I saw that, I heard that there was a story where Rav Yatin, he met with Rav Chaim Moshe Krasinski, and Rav Chaim Moshe told him about his sefer, the Achiezer. Rav Chaim Moshe said, his sefer is shlish idis, shlish beinonis, the shtiklach in the sefer, the truth is, shlish of them are idis, shlish of them are beinonis, and shlish of them are the ziburis. And Rav Yatin told him, he says, it's telling the machlokes in the Gemara, if you hold Bishal Oyman Hein Shomin, then Avad it's cool here. If you hold Bishal Oy Hein Shomin, Ken Pazogin, then Rav Chaim Moshe Ken Zogin. Give him a Mitzvakeh Zayin, Rav Eir Ken Zogin. Aber Ad Mahal Bishal Oyman Hein Shomin. Bishal Oyman Hein Shomin, then Avad it's all Ide Ides. Musik from Ide Ides. Ki Hiten Ish El Rei Eyu Kesef Oy Keyu Lishma the Parashah of Shomrin. This Fasema says, I'm already the Kipshah. Ki Hiten Ish El Rei Eyu Ish Zuh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Rei Ehu Zuklal Yisrael. The Abish that gives the Klal Yisrael. What does he give them? Kesef. Kesef is kisufim, cheshek, rotzen, shuka to do mitzvahs, to do rotzen Hashem. Oy Kalen, he gives them koiches and midois and tchunis. He gives them yicholus to do it. Vegunav nibeis ta'ish. The Yitzhar comes and steals it from us. In Yimotei Aganis, if you do tshuva the right way, and you do tshuva me'ava, yishalim shnai. You get paid back double because Zoinus, Nas, and Schuyas, we know by Chuvah Me'av, you end up even getting back. In the end, it's Chazar, and he gets back even more. We already mentioned that the Chinuch counts in Kesef Talva as a separate parasha. There's parashas Mishpatim, and there's parashas in Kesef Talva. In every place where he counts the mitzvahs, he's Cheshbon does Mishpatim as such and such mitzvahs, and then separately in Kesef Talva. I saw also Bikurim, you know, in Parashas Kisavi, when he talks about Mikra Bikurim, he says, this is the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. But the mitzvah of Havat Bikurim, I already discussed in Parshas in Kesef Talve, which is at the end of our Parshas of Mishpatim. I had an interesting Ha'ara. You know, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mechein no misifracha, Mechein no misifracha, in Parshas Kisisa. Moshe Rabbeinu requests Mechein no misifracha, and the Rabbanish Lailam didn't want to, but he kept on pushing it off, and eventually he wasn't Meichik Moshe Rabbeinu from the whole Sefer Torah. But he wasn't working from one parasha. He pushed the rope all the way from Kisisa all the way around. And Parshas Tetzeh doesn't have a mention of Moshe Rabbeinu's name. They have a shtickle ha'orah. Parshas Mishpatim doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Parshas in Kesef Talva has it twice. But Parshas Mishpatim doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. If it's a different parsha, then it's a shtickle ha'orah. Another ha'orah is that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Mecheni no misifracha. I saw once brought down in a sefer. Misifracha is Sefer Chof. Sefer Chof is because Parshas Tetzav is the 20th parasha. That's misifracha. Mecheni no misifracha, that he was nimchat from the 20th parasha. If Mishpatim and in Kesef Talva are two different parashas, then Truma is the 20th parasha, actually, not the Tzara. The Shtikal Ha'orah. Oh, but the Rechaim HaKadosh says, we'll start parashas in Kesef Talva. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, in Kesef Talva, as Ami, as Omar, as the Rechaim, a person has a lot of money and he's comfortable or even more, and he has money to lend, he has to realize, Es Ha'oni Imoch. He has the Ani's Chelek by him. He has to realize when he's giving the tzedakah, if the Eibush that was giving him the Ani's Chelek also, the Ani's Chelek is by him. It's Imach. And he has to give it out. It's Taka not Zayin. It's Taka belongs. It's Taka belongs to the Ani. And the Torah talks here also about giving back the Mashkin. The Ktois, and Simon Dalit brings a Zoyar, I think it's the only place where he does, that the concept of returning the Mashkin is because it's the same thing the Eibush that. The Eibush that we give him a pakotin every day on the Shema. And he returns it to us, whether we're deserving of it or not deserving of it, he returns it to us. And that's the pshat. I don't know if it's so said this nature, but that's the pshat. The pasuk says, "Shamato ki chanun oni." As I be ichben arachem b'chanun, and I give you back the tikkun. What the tzoyis does in that zoyin, I'm giving you back that tikkun. So you also should give back the tikkun to the oni. You should also give the tikkun back to the oni. Perek chof dalid. Pasuk Zayin. That's, as they say in English, 24/7. Vayoyimu kol asher dibar Hashem naseh v'nishma. Shamati pam from another bottle. Naseh v'nishma is 24/7. That's what a person has to know what naseh v'nishma is. It's not Friday's not, Tuesday's not, everyone has the not. No. Naseh v'nishma is 24/7. That's naseh v'nishma. That's why the emissary says, in last week's parasha by Yisro, it says, v'kidashtem hayoyim u'mochar. V'kidashtem hayoyim u'mochar. Some people think, yeah, today, we're going to this, but then it fizzles out. On the other hand, people have a matzah. They get a service, they say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to start, tomorrow, a new cheshbon. No. 24/7. The pasuk says talk over here, Naseh v'nishma, but you had in the previous parasha in Yisroi, it says, Vayoymu, Vayanu kol om yachto, Vayoymu, kol asher dibar Hashem Naseh. So the part of the Seyitiv, he says, interesting that, you know, the Kli Yisrael is accepting the whole Torah. How is it shayach to be makabel the whole Torah? And be makayim the whole Torah? Some of the mitzvahs are only shayach to Kehanim, to Levim, to Noshim, to Anoshim, only on certain days, certain matzavim, certain people. What's make a person's makabel and satkari mitzvahs? So there's two ifanim. First of all, they limud haTorah. Limud haTorah you can learn. You can learn the sugyas of Karbonis. You can learn the sugyas. The limud haTorah, the kalaloymit parshas oyla ki'ilu hikriv, that you can have, anyone could do kalaloymit. But another way how Klal Yisrael can be makayim atari mitzvahs is achdus. You're right, one mitzvah, some of the mitzvahs are only for Kohen Gadol, some are for Melech, some are for a yochid, some are for this. However, Klal Yisrael tzamin could be makayim kalaloymit. And that's the sukkah. Over here in Mishpatim it says, Vayayim Rekol Asher Dibar Hashem, Naseh V'nishma. Naseh V'nishma includes the Limud HaTorah also. In the previous pasuk over there by Yisroi, it says, Vayanu Kol Ha'om Yachdov, Vayayim Rekol Asher Dibar Hashem Naseh. Over there it says Yachdov, because there it only says Naseh. Naseh is only the Etzem Kiyum HaMitzvah, and now the Nishma, how is it you're going to do the whole thing? There it says Yachdov. With Klal Yisrael together, then you're able to do it. So I saw in Pshat, that's the Pshat by the Ger, that came to Shami and Hill, the Gemara Shabbos at Lamed Aleph. The Ger that came to Shami and Hill and he said, Gaireini al Manas, that I'm going to learn the whole Torah, al Regel Achas. So Shammai was Dochvoi ba'amash Shebebinyan. And then Hill answered him. So the Pshat is, Shammai was giving him an answer. He was saying, he pointed to the Amas HaBinyan, that a Binyan has many, many stones, but altogether it becomes a Gans of Binyan. There's one Amma and then you have the whole Binyan on it. That's what he was telling him, that yachdo, that the way to be Mekayim Kol HaTerukul, he won't know Kol HaTerukul or Regal Achas, how could it be? This is only by him, this is by him. Teret says it's Ba'amas HaBinyan, it's when it's Be'yachas. But he did it in the Shaman, that was the signal of Shaman. Hillel also answered, but I want to say it, I heard it, Shane of Shad. What does the Gemara say Hillel said? Hillel told him like this, Ma'adasani Allah l'chavach l'isavet v'idach zil Gemara. Which means, whatever you don't want your friend to do to you, don't do to him, and then you learn the rest of the Torah. So I heard the Pshat as I say, Hillel was saying the tutorat, the Kasha was how do you call Terakum? So one Terakum said, like we said, Achdus, Kabadasani Aloch, Lechavrach Loisav. And then listen carefully to the Nigi. V'idoch, Nocha Teret, you know, V'idoch, Nocha Teret, Zil Gemar, go learn. You go learn, it's not the Pashat Pshat, the Gemar, but V'idoch, Nocha Teret, to the Kasha, is Zil Gemar, because that's the Toi Fanim, how we can spell Tich Tzu, Sayin Oifun of Ba'achdus, and sign the Ethem of the Lerit, to be part of a Zagroisi Yeshiva, when it's Ba'achdus, the Oilam is learning, 24/7, thus is Taka Kabbalah Satay.
I have looked at my shop.
In Yuma or in Baba Kama?
In Yuma.
Right.
It didn't go out here, Dakhwai.
Shaka, 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 Shaka